Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast, and Merry Christmas. I'm Ben.
Happy Holidays as well.
Okay. Alright. Happy Holidays.
I'm just...
My bad. What was it?
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
That thing that Comedy Central started doing years ago when I was in high school. Chrismahanukkwanzaa.
Chrismahanukkwanzaa?
I think it was Chrismahanukkwanzaa.
Chrismahanukkwanzaa.
That's pretty good. Happy Holidays, everybody. It's happy the week of Christmas.
Happy Festivus to the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us, of course. And this is going to be our Christmas spectacular, although I don't know how spectacular. Probably not as spectacular as your train ride yesterday with the Santa Claus.
I did. You know what? And it really looked like Santa lost some weight.
Maybe he cut back
on the carbs.
Hey, you know.
Not many...
we're in a green world now.
Yeah, not many cookies.
Yeah. Lots of vegans, lots of gluten-free folks.
Yes. For those of you folks who aren't familiar with northeastern Pennsylvania,
right?
We were in Jim Thorpe, named for Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe, right.
Olympian.
Makes sense.
It's a neat little town. I mean, it's a lot. It's like stepping back in time with little shops and all that stuff. But, you know, an old train.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there. Skinny little Santa comes on the back.
You know what? It's the spirit of the thing.
Yeah. No, it was nice.
It's the spirit of the Santa Claus.
It was nice. Sophia was excited.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie was terrified.
Right.
Santa photobombed a crying Maddie.
Yeah, did you? You got some sauce on your finger there, sir.
No, I know.
Hey.
I saved it for later.
Right.
Yeah, like, trying to get a picture with Maddie.
Right.
And she was, like, staring at him crying, and I'm behind her. And she's, like, looking at him. You don't see her face. You just see the back of her head. And Santa's just, like, behind her, looking at me. Like,
wow.
It was, like, classic. He's like, I'm going to photobomb a crying baby. I mean, he was trying to get in for a picture with her, obviously.
It's like, I'm
and
Santa.
Maddie turned her head before I got the picture.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to put out our Christmas photo with Santa for the world to see. The face that Emma is making is just... It's like, what are you people doing to me?
Now, are you waiting to debut it?
Yes. Oh, this needs a debut. Absolutely.
So that your family can...
Right.
We're giving them as gifts, aren't you?
Look, don't ruin it.
No, we do it too.
Okay.
It's not ruining it. They know it's coming.
Yeah, no. But we actually did a little something special with it. So,
you were sitting on Santa's lap too, weren't you?
I was. I couldn't help myself.
Did you ask him for a second Blue Yeti mic for Christmas?
I did. I also asked him for my best friend to come to Dad 2.0 with me. Emma, of course. No. I hope he can come. That'd be awesome.
I know. It's looking more and more like it's not going to happen.
It's like a month away.
Yeah.
Month and a half.
Yeah, this is not my my year for trips. You know,
I'll tell you what though, I'll definitely make a t-shirt with your face on it, and I'll wear that. All on the first day.
Oh yeah, you will.
And when we go out. Definitely.
So I more than likely can't go to San Francisco.
Right.
And a month before it is Las Vegas for work for CES.
That's right.
Which a few people from my team are going to, and I'm not.
No.
I was very upset when I found out. So I was like, wait, I could have gone to Vegas and then San Francisco a month later, and I'm not going to.
And then you got Jamaica for your for that wedding. Right?
Okay, well, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I am doing that.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll be in Jamaica for our anniversary.
That's nice.
Which is where we went for our honeymoon.
Gotta say, I wish we were gonna be in Jamaica for Christmas, because it's getting cold. Let me tell you. We'll do that whole, what was that, Bud Light commercial? We'll decorate a palm tree with, with Christmas lights. Yeah.
Definitely.
But anyway, talking about Christmassy stuff, we put out a question a little bit ago, and Nick did.
Because I'm awesome.
Because you're awesome.
Asking about favorite Christmas songs.
Yes. Favorite holiday songs. Would you?
Yes.
I have to say, can I just say my least favorite holiday song?
Please do. I should have posed that question as
that,
well.
That thing from the Beatles, yeah.
So this is Christmas?
Sunny heaven, a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, I hate that
one.
Yeah.
The only reason I hate it is because I've heard it so many times. It almost seems like every time I turn on the radio during Christmas, it pops on like every 5 seconds. So I'm basically cursed by it.
And can I tell you, every time Happy Holidays comes on,
right?
Because Honda does their commercials using it with Happy Honda Days,
right?
I sing that.
You sing Happy Honda Days?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nice.
But
very nice. Speaking of the holidays, real quick, just to get this out there, our sponsor for this episode, Lee Jeans, doing the hashtag Lee Good Deeds this holiday season. They sent us some awesome pairs of jeans. Well, they sent me some awesome pairs of jeans, let me tell you. They're pretty good.
Nobody gives me pants anymore.
They're really comfy. I'll buy you a pair for Christmas. What is it? Or your birthday. What is your birthday? I don't even know.
I just had it.
I can't remember.
Remember, it's why we couldn't do the show last week?
Oh, that's right.
On my birthday.
You're
surprise.
A week after my wife. That's right. Okay.
I'm 4 days.
That's about a work week. But anyhow, so Lee Good Deed, at some point between now and Christmas or sometime this week, I'm going to be doing a good deed for somebody in need this holiday season. Be awesome. And
pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll be taking pictures and I'll be sharing it around. And I hope everybody does one as well.
Yeah, thanks, Lee Jeans.
Just for the heck of it. Right.
Let me, real quick, before we jump into the Christmas music, since we were talking about my birthday.
Right.
When you get older and you have kids, your right. birthdays aren't really about you anymore. Like, it's like, yeah, it's my birthday, but it's like, honestly, it's like, who really gives a crap anymore? Unless it's like a big one, right?
Right.
Like, you turn 30. Already happened.
Mm-hmm.
My next one will be when I turn 40.
It's going to be awesome.
You know, I get up to Bogle Bernholt level. I know Bogle is not yet 40.
No.
But Bernholt...
Bogle is wise beyond his years.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a pretty spectacular human being.
He is.
But... So, yeah, it was my birthday, and Sarah was just like, you know, what do you want to do? I was like, I would just settle for, you know, going to the movies or, you know, just something where...
Something like that,
we can just
yeah.
do something together. And I wasn't really expecting much.
Yeah.
Sarah worked... the Saturday before my birthday.
Right.
So I had the girls all day, took them to a Christmas parade
right.
with my sister-in-law, picked Sarah up from work. I thought we were just hanging out with my sister-in-law and her fiance that night.
Yeah.
And so we get back, and they're like, what do you want for dinner? My sister-in-law goes, oh, we're just going to get pizza. I was like, that's fine. And Sarah's like, well, why don't we go out? I was like, I don't want to go out with the kids. Like, I've been with them all day. I don't want to take them out in the public somewhere.
Right.
Because, you know, dinner with kids can be a pain in the butt.
Right.
And she's like, well, how about we'll just go out and leave the kids here? I was like, that's kind of rude. Just show up and here, keep the kids. And she's like, no, really. We're going out. The kids are staying here overnight, and we're staying out. I was like, what?
Wait, what?
I was like, but wait, I have a show in the morning. No, I took care of it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm supposed to go to lunch with my dad for my birthday. I took care of that, too. I was like, what is happening? I was so confused. I just kept saying, what?
Yeah.
It was like I was a WWE audience to Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon back in the day. Just, what?
What?
Nice. So we went, had like the fanciest dinner I've ever had at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Right. I've heard good things.
It's amazing.
I tell you what, we went to Ruby's last night. For a
Ruby's Diner
for a celebration thing, which we'll get to that.
We will.
It's
a celebration.
And I had the I got the Super Burger. I just saw it. I read the thing. I was like, okay, looks good. Let's just get a burger out of the way. Was not what I expected, but was amazing. So if you ever go to a Ruby's Diner, I can't even describe it.
Did you get a milkshake?
I did.
Yeah.
I got their Christmas peppermint milkshake. Just really, really
sounds
good.
Delicious.
Really solid. Oh, yeah. All right, so I hate... Well, I love the Beatles, but I hate that one particular
song.
Beatles song. But what other holiday songs we got?
Well, I'll tell you why it just popped in my head.
Right.
I wrote about... Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And how it brought back memories for me. And it was sparked because... Sophia's singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Right.
But the way she's singing the chorus, I was like, are you singing the Bruce Springsteen version? Like, Like, we have not heard, we haven't heard it yet.
That's awesome.
On the radio. And so I pull up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, I played it. I was like, is this the one that you listen to? She's like, yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, that kind of sparked the idea. So right. Some of the responses that we've gotten from our buddy Mike Keenan at Home Dad Matters, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, which you do not know.
I have heard of it. And you know what? I'll bet you if I heard it, I'd recognize it. But yeah, off the top of my head, because I've listened to a lot of Run DMC over the years, so I'm surprised I don't recognize it, you know?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Run DMC. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, of course.
Rev Run. Yeah. He's my main man.
Yes. We also got Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, which is a classic.
Absolutely. Everybody over the third grade knows that one.
Yeah, because Robin did lay an egg.
Right.
Let's see. Hanson Snowed In is my favorite Christmas album.
Hanson Snowed... So, the Hanson.
Hanson.
The Hanson Brothers. You know, I gotta say. So they did that whole mbop thing.
Yeah, they're still around.
I know. I saw a couple of months ago them live in concert, and they're all, like, in their late 20s now or something.
They all have kids.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
And they were actually playing, like classic, like, blues. Like, they were playing Eric Clapton-style stuff. So, you know what? I don't think... I think Hanson has washed away their horrible mbop.
These aren't your... This isn't your mbop, Hanson.
This isn't your grandfather's Hanson.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let me see. We also got Snoopy's Christmas, which I had never heard in my life.
Really?
And then it came on in the car, and I was like, what is this? And Sarah's singing it. I'm like, you've never heard this? I'm like, no.
Yeah, dude.
Hadn't heard of it.
How can you not? It's Snoopy. Snoopy's everywhere. Although we don't have a Snoopy for our Christmas tree yet. We're going to have to get one.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Let's see. What do we got?
Well, there's the John Lennon's Happy Christmas.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the
also
one.
A classic. Happy Christmas. War is over, if you want it.
The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping from Mike Giulianelle from Dead and Buried.
Not familiar with that one.
I'm not either, and I can't really play it.
Yeah, no. You can't play it at this point, but...
How dare you, Chris Reed?
Chris Reed.
Listen, Canadian Dad. You're on my list right now.
What? Why is he on your list? He's such a cool guy.
What? Christmas jammies.
Christmas jammies.
The Holdernesses.
The Holdernesses.
Those douches.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of their stuff.
They're the worst.
I've been avoiding them.
And someone gave him a reality show, which is also the worst.
Well, they'll make a reality show out of anything. You know,
I know.
I could go to the bathroom and somebody be in there with a camera. I'd probably get an Emmy. Yeah.
Ben gets the rubs.
Right.
Let's see.
That's what the whole series is called. Just the runs. Yeah.
Chris Reed is also a big fan of Justin Bieber Christmas, the whole album.
Well, he is a Canadian.
Yeah, he celebrates the guy's entire collection.
He's got to celebrate, you know, his homeboy.
Yes.
Where's he from? Toronto?
Ottawa?
Not Chris. I mean... Bieber.
I don't know.
Bieber fever. Yeah.
Hell? The seventh circle?
What do you even call that? A Tarantonian? Is that what do you call a person from Toronto?
I have no idea.
A Toronian?
A Canadian.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got.
Yeah, man.
Still scrolling through. You can keep
scrolling through.
Our buddy Brent Allman from Designer Daddy. Winter Wonderland by the Eurythmics.
Okay. Yeah.
That's been on the radio. Annie Lennox's version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
I love Annie Lennox. That's one of my... she's one of my secret faves, I think. I don't listen to her too often, but...
Nice.
But she's got some great stuff.
And all of John Denver and the Muppets Christmas album.
No way. No way.
No?
I cannot stand John Denver, which I need to, at this point, you know... Sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, John Denver. I can't do it. And I used to date a girl, actually, whose parents were really into John Denver. And look, nothing against people who like to listen to him, because I'm also not a fan of Bruce Springsteen. I don't like Bruce Springsteen at all. But I appreciate the fact that Bruce has like 20 Grammy Awards at this point. You know, how many best albums of the year? Like, it's like endless. It's crazy. So I have an appreciation. You know, I understand it. But John Denver, Captain Rocky Mountain High. I don't know. No, I can't do it.
John Denver's full of shit.
Oh my goodness. I'll tell you, what was that? Oh, I'm trying to think of a song I heard on the radio. It wasn't on the radio. It was actually. Alright, so I've been addicted to. I've been binge watching Anthony Bourdain.
Okay.
His newer show for CNN, Parts Unknown.
Okay.
And he goes to. Not Taiwan. Not Korea. Come on. What's the name of that country? One of those countries over there. And maybe Vietnam. I don't know. But they go to a bar.
Okay.
Where there's dancers of a specific type. Ladyboys. And, you know, cool. Whatever. Nothing wrong with that.
Right, no.
Except one of the songs that they were playing over top of their dancing was actually a dubstep remix of Jingle Bells. And then it morphed into like a dubstep version of, I think it was like Little Drummer Boy or something. I don't know. Okay. Some other Christmas song. And like I was grooving to it a little bit. Because I was just listening to it from the kitchen the first time I had the program on. And then I came around the corner and there's, you know, there's guys in very skimpy outfits dancing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know how I feel about this. So what else we got?
Let's see. Bernholt says Christmas in Jail, which I don't know if is a thing.
I did not know that was a thing.
Our buddy Lauren Jaffe.
Lauren, yes.
I will read his comment verbatim because I love him. I'm pretty much forced to go to Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song since us Jews have so few to choose from.
Right. Oh, there's got to be something, you know. Well, isn't there a traditional dreidel song,
yeah,
right?
There's a dreidel. There's also South Park. Kyle, I'm a Jew from Christmas.
Right.
Which I'm not going to make fun of. I mean, South Park does a great job.
South Park is pretty awesome.
Mimicking everything. Mocking everything.
Although I've only seen like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah. And then there's the classic Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland.
Right. Because, I mean, Judy. My love.
I mean, she's named for
Christmas.
She's
got garlands in her name. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, thanks, everybody, for writing in your faves. I think I have to pick a favorite. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm kind of stuck on the dubstep Jingle Bells.
That's it. I want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, the episode is on Netflix. So that's good.
What else? I mean, then there's all the, you know, we could talk Christmas movies for days, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They actually had a free showing at the theater in town. I think it was White Christmas.
Okay.
Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's a classic.
Actually, anytime someone asks me what my favorite Christmas movie is,
yeah,
I automatically respond with that one where Reginald Vell Johnson plays a cop.
Reginald Vell Johnson. Okay.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
Right.
The movie I'm talking about, of course, is Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because Die Hard takes place...
Die Hard is always
Christmas.
Christmas.
And Die Hard is... It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie. Let's put it out there.
I mean, I've had this discussion at work so many times where it's like, Die Hard is only shown during Christmas season.
Oh, my goodness.
Because...
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and that got into, okay, what other action movies revolve around, like, a Christmas theme?
Okay, does Jingle All the Way count?
That's not an action movie.
Come on, Sinbad, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right. Sinbad's your boy.
Sinbad is my boy.
I'm sorry, Sinbad is Gary Clone's boy, not yours.
Yeah, now. Right. Haven't heard from Gary in a little while. Starting to get worried about him, but we'll see.
Let's check in on Gary.
He's
see
probably
how he's
been
doing.
Busy. Yeah.
Let's see. You know they came out with a Jingle All the Way 2?
Unfortunately,
it was WWE films.
With Larry the Cable Guy.
And Santino Morella, and it was awful.
I can't wait
to see
it. I
didn't see it. I just know it was awful.
I need to watch it because it's so awful. Speaking of awful, I watched Anchorman 2.
I did not think it was awful.
On Netflix. And what I didn't realize is that the version that's on Netflix is the special edition 2 hour long. Actually, 2 hours and 37 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just all new ways of being horrible, and I can't believe half the people even showed up to this.
We saw it in the theater.
It's ridiculous.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I mean, it wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't as good as the first one.
I mean, the premise
was a little shaky, but I get it.
And I'm not going to say spoiler because it's been out for 2 years.
Right. But has it been 2 years already?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Maybe it came out last year. That's my mistake. But I mean, he goes blind, and then there's a shark, and it's
and
just...
the whole lighthouse segment just could have been dropped. I mean, really.
But I mean, there are a lot of, like, the cameos during the fight scene were amazing.
Yeah. Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Up on top of the building, dressed as an angel, blowing a horn. Perfect.
Yeah, so it had its moments.
Yeah. I could have done without Kanye West. Will Smith, that was a pleasant surprise. Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, Santa is about to roll past our...
snap a picture.
Our little cafe.
As I was driving here, I passed two different fire trucks with two different Santas.
Yeah.
On the same road.
Let's see if I can get...
I don't see him.
See if I can get this here. I can post it later. I believe he's on the back of the pickup truck. I don't know.
Well, he's normally up on top of a fire truck.
He was there. Oh, there he is.
That doesn't seem right.
I was really confused for a second.
Yeah, I don't know why Santa's
hanging on the back. There's all these lights coming at us. Yeah.
Yeah, I passed two different ones driving here this morning.
Did you? I didn't even know they were going on today.
Yeah, with two different Santas on top. Like, there's one fire truck coming at me, I snapped a picture of it. And then I got down to the bottom of the hill, and here came the second one. I was like, what is happening?
You know what?
It's so they can split the neighborhoods.
I wonder if they're all going to get together and have a battle royale.
A Christmas cage match?
Amazing. Christmas cage match. Can we do that next Christmas? Oh, that's what I want for Christmas. I want a Christmas cage match.
I did pose this question earlier. Earlier this week. And I don't remember why, but who would you take in a cage match, Santa or Chris Bernholt?
Santa versus Chris Bernholt. That's right. Yeah. And I think a lot of people were pulling for Bernholt on this one. And you know what? I can see how. But the thing for me is that if Bernholt beats Santa Claus, does he then become the Santa?
Like in the Santa Claus?
Like in the Santa Claus. Exactly. What's that?
I just commented as you and tagged yourself.
That's funny.
You should respond and say I was Nick.
Right. I'm just gonna like it. I'm gonna like it. But yeah.
That's awesome.
I think Bernholt. And then immediately after he taps him out, right?
Yeah.
Because it's gotta be UFC style. In the octagon. As soon as Santa taps out, I can just imagine Chris, big white beard starts flowing out of his face, halo behind his head, Jesus style. The whole deal.
So, you're basically describing, essentially, the next version of the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's going to be called the Santa Claus Christmas Cage Match.
Christmas Cage Match. Yeah. Because, I mean, where else can you go with the series? And it's a lovely series.
You know, I think we should pitch this idea because it's wonderful.
We should. We should pitch it to Netflix.
We should.
Because, they'll pretty much do it. I believe we have another Santa approaching.
So many.
Very, very slowly.
Oh, nope.
No. I was not sure what was about to happen. I thought Santa was about to bust in here.
Just the man with a white beard and glasses and a Santa hat getting out of a van.
So what are you guys doing for Christmas? Are you staying home?
Christmas is always busy for us.
Yeah.
Actually, today we're going to my sister's. Okay. We're doing Christmas with my dad and stepmom.
Nice.
They're getting married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then Christmas Eve, I'm not sure if we're either going to be at our house or at my sister-in-law's house.
Okay.
Christmas Day, in the morning, we're home. Then we go to my mom's. And we're actually staying there Christmas night, Friday night, Saturday night, and we do the rest of my family, all my siblings come into town. And
cool. So you have like a big Christmas week going.
Yeah. I got to work Friday. Me and Sarah got to work Friday, but it's all right.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What about?
Yeah. Well, we'll you. See. My dad, interestingly enough, has to work on Christmas for the second year in a row.
Because he's Santa Claus. We've been through this.
We have been through this a couple of times. He does look remarkably like Santa Claus. But anyway. Unfortunately, second year in a row, he's got to work on Christmas. Which, hey, you know, I think he gets paid triple time or something like that. Whatever. So we might do my parents on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do Christmas Eve dinner with them and my brother and my sister-in-law. And then the next day, Christmas Day, we'll probably be at Carissa's folks' place.
Yeah.
We'll pop over there. We're probably going to have like a little, you know, a little family time in the apartment first. We got a whole bunch of stuff for Emma, you know. And then the following day on the 26th, actually, so my cousin and her apparently French boyfriend, fiance, I'm not exactly sure. We don't talk that much, but she's awesome. She's coming out from California.
Nice.
And she's going to come up with her parents, my Uncle Andrew and Aunt Jane. And we're all going to grab lunch at some point.
Nice.
And we'll see how it goes. Oh, that's right. Tuesday, my brother and my sister-in-law and their kids from Maryland are coming up. Frank and Patty and the kids. So that's going to be cool. We're going to have lunch. Exchange gifts, probably.
That is awesome. Also, Brent would like to know why you hate childhood.
I do not hate childhood. Just because John Denver was your childhood doesn't mean it was my childhood.
You just hate childhood.
Sure. Why not?
And before we... I mean, this is a short episode on account of...
Right.
We had some technical difficulties, meaning Ben forgot to leave the laptop plugged in.
Okay, look.
This happens a lot.
More than I would like.
It's a problem.
It's been a lot lately. I'm getting on it, okay? I'm getting on it.
before we end this shorter episode...
Right.
Share your news.
Oh, yes.
If you're allowed.
I am allowed to share a little details.
Share little details of what you said you wanted to get to.
I got a job. I'm no longer 100% a stay-at-home dad, although I will be able to still stay home.
Yes.
But I'm going to be working with the, let's call it the editorial department for the Good Men Project. Which
is pretty excellent.
Is awesome. I'm really, really stoked. It's an awesome opportunity. And, it's a great bunch of people. And, I really look forward to doing more with them.
It's awesome. Like, I'm excited for you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you. Yeah, man. Pumped.
You're
totally
good.
Pumped. And, as I'm allowed to talk about it more, we'll talk about it more.
We will.
Because it is definitely cool. But that's all I'm allowed to say at this point.
Okay.
Editorial team. It's going to be great. I've talked with some of the people already who I'm going to be working with. They're awesome.
It's very, very good. I don't even know if I've said it since I've been doing it. I'm a contributing blogger now for Everyday Windshield.
Everyday Windshield, yep.
I may have said it before, I don't remember, but...
I think we might have mentioned it last time, but we didn't really get to talk about it a whole lot. So,
just
congrats on that.
About a post a week, so...
And then, we're moving along, man.
We've got some things.
Rolling. We are rolling with this.
Yeah. We'll see what we got going for next week.
Maybe we'll do a New Year's thing. I don't know. Maybe we'll be off until the new year.
I'm not sure. I mean, since I'll be at my mom's, not sure when we're coming home. So we'll figure it out. Take a week off.
And we'll let you know. And we hope you guys have happy and safe holidays, and all your family is together and happy and healthy.
Happy, healthy, safe.
Oh, yeah. That's how we like to roll.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and
Festivus.
Yeah, Brent Almond in a big red suit.
Boom.
I love you, Brent. Right. Later.